Mini episode 453 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.info.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Okay, everyone, backstage here and fortunate to speak with the members of Survivor as they are on their reunion tour. A real pleasure to get with these guys. Jimmy Jameson, who we've had on the show a few times previously, Frankie Sullivan, and Dave Bickler. A great tour and kind of an unprecedented thing, bringing together Jimmy and Dave on vocals here on this tour at the same time. So it's a chance for the band to really get to see everything. I'd like to start with you, Frankie, because I came across a quote that you had given to the Norwalk Reflector about giving the fans what they want. Is it really as simple as that as far as how this tour went?
You didn't really believe that quote, did you? That's like ESPN gets like Michael Jordan when he used to give him the sound bites.
So what was it then, as far as, again, there were a lot of obviously things that had to be buried. Obviously, I guess time heals all wounds, but it's a great idea, obviously, to have these guys together here. What really kind of drove it after all these years?
I don't know. That's a pretty good question. Jeez. I was actually watching how you asked it, and I forgot what you asked. I did. Did you see how he asked it?
What do you mean, what drove it?
Music. Well, music.
Music. Okay.
Music drive.
It just seemed like a good idea, you know, to have us get back together, you know. And I've been friends with Jim, and, you know, we actually talked about that before, and how cool it would be to get up and sing together. Mm-hmm. And so Frank made it happen. Frankie did.
Absolutely.
Phone call, that's all.
Phone call? Easy as that, huh? Nothing more to it than that? Okay. Okay. Well, and I believe it was from the same article, they were talking about the notion that it's probably easier on the vocalists because there's not as much strain on you guys, and you can really kind of go all out when it comes to that. Would you say that's pretty much the case, Jimmy?
Nah. No, we just don't have to work as hard, you know? No, it's all fun. But, you can't ever go all the way out when you're singing. You know, you'll blow out. So yeah. So we maintain. And it's a lot of fun. So.
Okay. In terms of how long it took to get it going again, was it kind of an immediate thing? You kind of fall back into it, kind of like falling off a bicycle? Or did it really kind of take a couple of shows to kind of get the rhythm going again?
You're a smart guy. I was like falling off a bicycle.
That's a good one.
So it was immediate. It was pretty quick.
Yeah, it was my first rehearsal thing.
It was great.
Really?
Yeah. It sounded great. It was like, wow, this is really cool to be doing this again.
No kidding. Right off the bat then. Wow.
Yeah, I was singing Dave's songs for a while, and then Dave came in and started singing his own songs, and Dave was singing them. I said, well, God, now what am I going to do? I can't sing Dave's songs.
That's good.
A little more order in the universe when guys are singing their own songs,
I'm telling you, man.
I know there's been a little bit of speculation as well. Any kind of new album that's going to be coming out of this collaboration here? Are you guys looking forward to a record when you get off the road?
Yes.
Definitely. As simple as that, huh? All
right. It is very simple. Yeah. Okay. We look forward to it. We're talking about it and everything. But, we got to get off the road first.
Yeah. Well, I see that you're going to be continuing to go through the Midwest here and then overseas in the fall. So that's got to be a lot of fun. You guys have got a big following there. So have you gotten a lot of feedback there? Looking forward to seeing all you guys together?
I had a lot of comments about it. The people in Europe are big fans and they're very loyal.
Yeah, they're great fans. Yeah, we were there last year, like a week. It was a blast.
Absolutely. But has there been a lot of great energy here in the Midwest? I know the band's got strong Midwest roots, performing here, performing in Cincinnati. Is there any kind of special feeling being back in the Midwest?
It's like being back in the Midwest. I don't know. After a while, I swear it's all the same. You just do your gig.
It's just a blur of faces out there, basically?
No, it's never a blur of faces. Okay. It's just kind of, it's way cooler than that. But it's just, I don't know if you pay attention so much to where you are. You pay attention to the audience and the fans.
But we've had some great audiences, and they've been really receptive to it.
Our audience has been really good.
That's what, you know, pulls my chain. Yeah. No, that's great.
Absolutely. I've been keeping up with the feedback on the tour, but it has been a lot of enthusiasm for it. So any kind of timetable once you guys are off the road for the new material, or is that just kind of still up in the air?
Well, we're working on it right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, it's continuing to develop while you guys are here? You're getting ideas and stuff? Okay. All right, excellent. Well, I want to thank you guys very much for your time. Jimmy Jameson, a pleasure to have him back on the show. Great to meet him in person. Frankie Sullivan, Dave Bickler, all the best, gentlemen. A pleasure to get to talk to you guys, and looking forward to a great performance tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.